Bez Hashem, we're learning about Round Feres Yisrael, Shir number 6, in Rabbi Hartman edition of the Sefer, it's on page Tes Vav. I do want to suggest that if you have a Sefer Tehillim nearby, that it is kedai to listen to the Shir and have it with you. I also want to point out the Siyad Deshmaya that I see from Hashem's open hand and showing us the Hatzlacha we're having with the Shir is as follows. The Tehillim Shir, which I gave a few Shirim on the Perek Yud Ches. And I wasn't sure if I should stick with it or continue to Perek Yud Ches. And there's a lot more to see in Perek Yud Ches. However, during the preparation for this Shir, we come now to, of all Prakim, in the 150 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Yud Ches. I took that as a simen, time to move on in the Tehillim Shir of Perek Yud Ches. Of all things that the Maharal is going to bring, he's bringing now Perek Yud Ches of Tehillim. Okay. What was the last thing we mentioned? We mentioned that there is a difference between a person learning and enjoying the learning as opposed to a person connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we had mentioned that because Klal Yisrael and that generation of Bayis Rishon, they were not connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefi Madregasim, according to the level they were on. It was of the Haaretz. They lost the land of Eretz Yisrael. We had mentioned earlier that there were two problems that existed. And connected those two problems that existed, David HaMelech addresses them. V'kasherah David, inside the Maral now, V'kasherah David, lefan of shnei devarim elu, asher zacharnu, these two things that we had mentioned, what are the two things we had mentioned? We mentioned number one, that maybe the person, when he's teaching someone else, maybe he won't get the right shot. And maybe the person who is listening to the teacher, to the Rebbe, maybe he won't connect. That can happen. You can have the best Rebbe and the best Talmud. It's just not working. They're just not connecting. So David HaMelech, says the Maral, he authored a kapitel of Tehillim to help a person combat that nisayon, that challenge. Let's see the words inside. Ha'echod. What are the two challenges? Shehoya yorei peni koshel b'divrei Torah. A person is concerned, he might be koshel, he might stumble in the words of Torah. He might make mistakes. We're putting aside the part where we said HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the mistake and he loves and he kisses and says, you are so dear to me. We're putting all that aside now. Because at this point in time, we're teaching someone else. So when you're teaching someone else, you have to make sure you're saying the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves you. That's not the issue. But the point is, say the right pshat. V'hasheni, shiloyu devarev l'ratzin l'zulosoy. Neged zeh. So the second one is that the recipient, the Talmud, perhaps he won't be mekabel what's being said. He won't accept. He will not be able to connect to what the Rebbe is teaching. K'neged zeh David HaMelech seder devarev b'mizmar tehillim perik yates. I personally got the chills when I said those words. Okay. Hashemayim is sapin kavod kel. The Shemayim, the heavens, they speak kavod kel. So if you have a tehillim in front of you, please open up your tehillim. It's important to see this. Begins, of course, the first pasuk lamasech nusmul David, but then pasuk beis to Zion. It talks about in Perek Yud Ches, chapter 19. It talks about seemingly the greatness of the heavens, the sky, and specifically the sun. I don't want to give too much for tomorrow's Tehillim Shir Mitzvah Hashem, but let's read some words over here. Hashemayim misapin kavod kel. The heavens speak about the glory, the honor of Hashem. Masa yodov magid erekiya. And then continues discussing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be seen and can praise Hashem. You see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some degree through the heavens and the sky, even though they are silent. But their existence is giving cover to Hashem. Right now, it's the winter time. It is so difficult at times when you drive because of the glare of the sun. I'm talking personally. It is just so difficult. I'm not saying when the sun is setting. That's like, you know, when you drive to Mincha and the sun's setting, the sun will always be setting when you're driving to Mincha. It's just a fact. Okay, that's just a fact, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about throughout the day even. And that's just, sometimes it's glaring off the water and it's bouncing in your eyes. It's just so difficult. And that's a tiny little creation. When I say tiny, I'm saying it. Klap Yakosh Baruch in regards to Hashem. It's 93 million miles away from us. And if it was farther away, we'd freeze. And it's closer, we the other side, people would burn. The whole world wouldn't exist. That's more for tomorrow's Tilim Shirim Etz Hashem. But when a person sees the creations, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees the greatness of Hashem. Now look at the next words and keep your Tilim open at the same time. Look at the next words in Maral. Hikdim Dchilu L'Sat B'Mailas HaTorah. He begins to discuss the Milas HaTorah. Shenemar, Torah Hashem Temimah Mishivas Nafesh Pekudei Hashem Rishon Simcha Leif. Gam Avdecha Nizhar Behem B'Shamrei Kevrav. Says the Maral, David HaMelech begins by praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what? With the Torah, the greatness of the Torah. Milas HaTorah. Now, Rabbi Yisai, Am I Tehillim? That's not what it says. It starts talking about Hashemayim Misav Gevayt Kel Masi Yodam Megikir Yoyim Lo Yoyim Yabi Yomer. Not till you get to Pasuk Ches. It's your Tilm also, the same one. Same one. Okay, Pasuk Ches is Toiris Hashem Tamim Mishivas Nafesh Edus Hashem Neman Machim Espesi Pekudi Hashem. It's only Pasuk Ches that the Maral starts talking about the greatness of the Torah, the Milas at Torah. So why is the Maral saying Hikdim Tchilu L'Sap Milas at Torah? One second. Is he doing that? Anybody have an answer, a suggestion how we reconcile this difficulty over here? Isn't he beginning in Pasuk Beis through Zion, talking about the Bria, the creation of the world? And only later on in Pasuk Ches, to the end of the Perek, is he talking about the Torah? So we all hear the question. The question is, why is the Maral saying that David HaMelech began Perik Yutes of Tehillim with the greatness of the Torah, when that doesn't really begin until Pasuk Ches? So to appreciate the answer and really to understand what the Maral is saying, let's take a look. For those who have Rabbi Hartman's edition, this page is number 87 on the bottom. Okay? And if you don't have it, just listen to the words. So he asks a question. He says, Afal Pi, Shirak mi pasuk ches ve'elach meduber legabi Torah. Even though from pasuk ches and on, that's when we discuss the Torah in this parak. Torah Hashem tamim mishivas nefesh. Until the end of the parak, he lurotz and imrei fiv hegin libi lefanecha Hashem suriv goyeli. Umedvar v'kan mashma she parak kulay mi pasuk rishon Hashemai misapim meishach shaychi l'mal also shel Torah. It sounds like what the Maral is saying from the beginning of the pasuk. When we talk about the heavens, the sky, the sun, that also is a reference to the mind of the Torah. Says Rabbi Hartman, in the bottom over there in his footnote, that we can understand that the whole entire Perek, like Jacob was referencing to that suggestion, is really referring to the Torah. So this is in Pirkei Avos, in Maral's page, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Shekosav, HaTorah hi al ha'olam. The Torah is on top of the world, al ha'olam, above the world. Ramaz zeh David b'mizmer ha'shemayim esapin k'vayid kel. And David HaMelech hinted to this point when he wrote the words of Hashemayim, the heavens, the skies, they speak Kvoid Kel, of the glory of Hashem. Now listen to these words, and this is also very appropriate. You see the Hashkacha Prata, it's not just, is it the next parak of Tehillim that I'm up to, but we're all approaching Chanukah in a couple of weeks. 2 weeks from now is Chanukah, right? Metzoy Shabbos, I believe, right? Okay. Let me just be magdim before we set the words inside, that there's a Yesoid that there are 7 days of creation. Those 7 days are what's called nature, lowercase n. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created nature. Okay? There's the Mispar Shiva, 7, represents Teva, nature. The Mispar 8 is now above, is beyond Teva, nature. So the same way, I'll use the Maral a different place, but the same way that the number 8 represents Lamailam Neteva, that's one of the reasons Chanukah is 8 days. It's Lamaila, it's above nature. The whole force and power of Yavan was to represent Teva, nature, nature, nature. There's no such thing as Lamaila Minateva. That was that battle. 7 or 8, 7 or 8. He says inside, last line on the page over here, Shazam Mizmor Yesh by Shiva Psukim Lanatseach LeDavid Hashemayim Misaprim Kvoid Kel. Turn the page in my Harman's edition. V'heim Sheva Psukim Ad Toyos Hashem Timimot. And these are 7 Psukim till Pasuk Ches. Hu Hashmini. Pasuk Ches is the eighth Pasuk has Toyos Hashem. V'yadu ki oylem azeh nichlo b'zayin. V'shiva. This world is 7 days of creation. Shehem Yimei Breishis. V'atoyra hi al ha'oylem. The Torah is above the world. Lekach say the pasuk Torah Hashem Timima shehu medaber min haTorah pasuk Shmini shaTorah hi al ha'olam hazeh. That's why it's not just by chance; it's with specific kavana. David Hamelech. By the way, let me just parenthetically tell you, David Hamelech learned Maral. He knew Maral. I don't know if it's my son Shabbos. David Hamelech knew it all. So David HaMelech specifically b'kavana, he put pasuk ches, Toiris Hashem Temima, the Torah Hashem is pure, Meshivas Nafesh, rejuvenates the soul, v'chule, etc. Continues the Maral here in the footnote, Shatoyra hi al ha'olam hazeh, shu nichlo b'mitzvah zayin, sheheim shiv yimei bereishis, v'atoyra hi al ha'olam, l'kach roi lo mitzvah shmoina. That's why it's appropriate the pasuk ches has that pasuk of Torah. So how does that answer our question? So how does the first 7 psukim represent the Torah as well? Because the Maral was saying by Yasir and Tiferes Yisrael that the whole entire perek, it begins with Torah, Milos HaTorah, the greatness of the Torah. In Kain, Bechidei Laharo is a Milos HaTorah. He answers the question now. In order to appreciate the greatness of the Torah, Yesh Tzarech Lahagdim Lo Shiva Psukim. Okay, this might address your... It first begins with 7 Psukim of nature, that the Torah should be placed specifically in Pasuk Ches, and that even the first 7 Psukim, they don't speak specifically about the Torah, they are also discussing the Kavod HaTorah. Let me say this in my own words, where I believe the Maral is explaining this over there in Perkei Avos. There are 7 psukim that represent Teva, nature. Those 7 psukim are putting the Torah on the pedestal, that everything stands because of the Torah. That's why even the beginning, the first seven of the Psukim, also are referring to Milas HaTorah.
Can I ask you for yourself?
Thank you. Thank you. So, I want to share with you like this. The Pasuk says, even more so, to emphasize this message, Im loy brisi, yom v'lai l'chuk ha'shmai v'ar samti, right? V'ar samti. The Pasuk says that if not for my bris, what's the bris with the Torah? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what fuels the world to give it existence? What's giving the world constant existence? Everything, your phone was dead until we charged it, right? What is giving the world constant existence? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system. It's called Torah. The Torah itself is what fuels the world. The more Torah, the greater the world runs. There's a minhag for many, had this minhag, that after the bracha, after yishtavach in the morning, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We kiss our tefillin, okay, that's a good segue. We kiss our tefillin shel yad, we say yoitzer ar, Hashem is the yoitzer, he fashioned the light, uvoirei, we kiss it, a hand, and then we touch a shel roish, yoitzer ovarei choshech. I saw a beautiful pshat once, why do we do that? We know by we know that during Shema, you look in our scroll, many Siddurim, look in the Paiskim, it says it's in to touch the tefillin, kiss the tefillin, when you say the discussion about tefillin and Shema. But what about, what does Yotzer Or, or Vayu Choshe have to do with the tefillin? What's the Sheikhs? This pasuk right here, this kapitel right here, this maral right here, is the answer to the question. What fuels the world? What fuels the R, the Chayshech? It's the Torah, the Tefillin. The Tefillin is representing the Torah. And we're reminding ourselves, I saw this pshat brought down, that we're reminding ourselves that when we say Yotzer R, Uvari Chayshech, this that Hashem is creating, created the whole universe, the light and the dark, it will only exist if there's Limud HaTorah. And that's why we touch the tefillin. And the tefillin by tefillin says, what's the point of tefillin? What's the point of tefillin? Leman tiyat Torah Hashem beficha. It says in Maseches Sofrim that the greatest mitzvah essay, positive commandment, is tefillin. So you'll say, wait a minute. Talmud Torah, Keneg Kulam, look in the Siddur. It says, look in the Mishnah, right? So I asked this question to Rabbi Yisrael Salman Shlita. It says tefillin. It's a rush. The rush means Maseches Sofrim says tefillin. So he answered this answer. He says the purpose of the tefillin is to bring to Torah. Lema'an, the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Lema'an, in order that there should be Torah Hashem Meficha. Torah Hashem should be in your mouth. So the tefillin is representative of Torah. So when a person is saying, Yotzer Or Uvari Choshech, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the creator of the Ar and the Chayshech, and he kisses his tefillin shel yad, and then the shel roish. He's reminding himself that what gives existence to the world? It's the Torah. And that's exactly what the Maharal is saying. That even the first seven psukim come to strengthen this fact that on the pedestal, on the top, in my mind, I see like this. I see you have like 7 days in steps. There's a Sunday, there's a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, and you have Shabbos, and above that is the Torah on top, like the vase on the middle of the table here. On top over there, you see what I'm talking? You see? You see the picture in my mind? Okay. That's what the Maharal, I believe, is saying. Okay. So what we just did was we explained that the whole entire perek is really discussing Milas HaTorah, the greatness of the Torah. Back inside, Maral says here, back on top of the page, Lefi Milas HaDavar, Tzarech Shiyah Nizir Shlei Koshel. And according to the greatness of something, a person has to be careful not to stumble in it. When something is very delicate, you have to be careful to treat it with the proper respect, that it shouldn't break, shouldn't get ruined. You have a very delicate $5,000 Ming vase. Be very careful with it. I was once talking with somebody, he came in, he told me, it's clearly broken. And he says to me, it wasn't, okay, it's our fault. He says, what am I doing with that in my house? That's what he said to me. Mm-hmm. But if you have something very precious, you have to be very careful how you deal with it. Well, if you mailus hadavar, says the Maral, tzarech shiyad nizer shalei yikoshel boy. You'd be careful not to stumble with it. Now he gives, in number 88, I'm going to try to say it more outside. He gives an example of this yisoid, that when something is very great and precious, you have to be more careful that you don't stumble with it and break it. And he explains an example with a different maral, when I say he, I'm saying Rabbi Hartman, in regards to why is it that if a non-Jew touches a bottle of wine, that the wine becomes Yayin Nesach. You can't use that wine. It's because it's we say that it might be, you're going to think you do it for Avodah Zarah. Libations for Avodah Zarah. You ever think about it, that if they touch bread, it's not an issue? Touch the banana cake on the table, it's not an issue? But when it comes to the wine, we have a problem. So the Maral explains that there's a mila to wine. Wine has a ruchnis dika aspect to it. And because of the greatness of what wine is, it can be affected by the oivet of a desara. Ki hayayin eina kimoi shar mashkin shehem leguf blavad. This is in 88. Just I'm taking off some pieces from it. Aval hayayin mifakeach ha-seichel. It opens up the seichel. B'nei shehu ruchni bilti gashmi. He says the wine is ruchni. It's spiritual. Immediately, when the akum touches the yayin, it becomes aser. Now listen, over akum dovat b'koyach shaloi, who avoid the zora? What does the akum have? The oivid koychavim. He has avoid the zora in him. Even without the mindset to pour it on the mizbeach, nimshach hayayin el dover ruchni. He still has, there's this ruchni, there's a spiritual concept to it. What is it? Elohim acherim. That's daf b'yayin. Mishum shahayayin emuchon el elokus b'yoyse. Yayin is connected more to HaKadosh Baruch. Harei shedavko machmas shahayayin hu mashke ruchni, only because the wine is a spiritual beverage. We're not talking about the shemen that's used for the menorah, okay? But that's why if the akum touches the wine, now it can be used. It's yayin esach. But they are not ruchni like the yayin. What's he coming to explain over here? When you have something which is very delicate, which is very precious, it requires that you put a fence around it. It requires that you treat it with proper respect. And this is the Milas HaTayr, back on top. V'zachar sheyesh devorim, shish devorim. The Maral says, there are six things. V'chol echad zachar Hashem. Loi maki HaTayr mitzurefes al Hashem Yisbarach. Shenikris Tos Hashem, Eidus Hashem. V'chein kulam. The If you have your Tehillim, if you want to take a look in Pasuk Ches and on, in Pasuk Tes, you have here Toiris Hashem, Eidus Hashem, Pekudi Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, in Pasuk Tes, Yiras Hashem, Mishvetei Hashem, Pasuk Yud also. These are the six Dvarim that he's referring to. Loimar, once again, I'm back on top. Ki haTorah mitzurefes al Hashem Yisbarach. The Torah is mitzurefes, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, six, we have discussed, we know, represents the six different dimensions. In the Tehillim, Shira mentioned that Dor HaMelech's Mage in his shield was six to represent that Yisoy, that concept. The average shield in those days was 3 points, like an upside-down triangle. David's Magen, besides being larger, it's also heavier, besides being larger so he could shield more, but the emphasis was on the sixth, the Magen, the Star of David, was to show, represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all six directions. The success of our victory is all Hashem. Going out to war with that attitude, that mindset, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are in charge. As next time you see a Magen David, that's what you should be thinking. It's not just, oh, you got a Star of David necklace. Oh, you're going to the restaurant, Star of David. No, that's a this is a Magen David. That's what he's referring to over here, because the Torah is six over here. V'chein kulam, loymar ki al yidei ha-Torah koin ha-odem dvekus bo yizbarach. It's all six dimensions, up, down, north, south, everywhere. Because through the Torah, that is how a person connects 100% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nesiv HaTorah, in number 91 on the bottom, I'm going to share with you a couple lines on this, just a couple lines. Maral says as follows, Ein odom miskarev el Hashem yizborech ki'im al yidei HaTorah. A person does not come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with any other way unless it's through Torah. Ki'im al yidei HaTorah. Ki ha'odom basav adam. What is man? He's flesh and blood. Umitzad shuhu basav adam ein kiruv ki'im al yidei HaTorah hasichlis. So how does a person come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He has to connect to the Seichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Seichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the Torah. That's what the Torah is. Ki im ha'idei ha'Torah ha'sichlis. V'zeh yesh kiruv lo'odom el boyer. That's how a person has a connection to his Creator. Let's see further on top. But that's why the Torah is I'll say out of this world. That's why the Torah is mailus at Torah. This is the one and only way to come and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else that we have and we do, the mitzvahs, everything is lower on the totem pole. It's all necessary. It's all part of the big picture. But Talmud Torah connected kum. Talmud Torah is the ikar. We have to learn Torah to go on that ladder. Like in this week's parasha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Torah is sichlis. Sichlis seichel. It's the only mitzvah we discussed that does not have any gufnias to it. You take another mitzvah. You make kiddush last night. Asher kiddushanu. You say kiddushanu. B'mitzvah yisov. And every mitzvah you do is a physical aspect. You take the challah. Hamoitzi lechem in haaretz. Lechem Mishnah. There's a physical. The Torah is no physical. Sichlis.
Hashem sichlis.
It's Hashem sichlis. That's very important. That's very important what you just said. It's not just my seichel. It's not seichel anushi, which he discusses later. It's not seichel anushi. It's not man's seichel. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seichel.
That we can use our own
seichel. That we can use our seichel anushi to connect to the seichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubnei Shebal Loimar, back on top, Shad Vegas Ezehu Dvegas Gomer, Loid Vegas Bitsad Ma. This is a complete connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. through the Torah. K'moy mishu bal midos, just like a person is a bal midos. Alidei hamidos koyin the devekus boyis barach. Person is a bal midos. We're learning Shari Tshuva. Shari Dalit talks about that we have to do Tshuva on the midos as well. Person can connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu through the midos Tovos also. V'halachta bedrachov. Mahu rachum, avato rachum, mahu chanun, avato chanun. Be compassionate, be merciful. Do chesed, gmilas chasodim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. However, ve'enoi koine rag. Is had dveikus b'tzad ma. You hear this? Through the midos, person is connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu to some degree. But look two lines above. Through the dveikus of the Torah, it's dveikus gomor. You see that word? It's dveikus gomor. As opposed to, there is some connection through the midos of a person. Connecting to Hashem. When it's through Talmud Torah, it's Dveikus Gomer. When it's through the midos of the person, his good character traits, it's Dveikus Bitzad Ma, to some degree. Kefi Hamido, next page, Asher Dovak Bo. According to the mida that the person connects to Hashem. He brings over here in the bottom, I'll just say it outside, how the Ovid Sakdoishim says they built seven mizbechos, seven altars, seven mizbechos. Avram built four, Yitzchak one, Yaakov two. And the Maral elaborates that together, all three Ovids together, you have seven. These seven created a dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki shiva heim kol achalokim. Because seven is not just the six, but it's also the point in the middle. Not just six dimensions that we discussed earlier, but it's also the nekuda emsoi, also as well as the middle, the point in the middle. But individually, they couldn't reach that completion 100% of Lefima Jagosums. Anon kol av b'fnei atzmai loy bono shiva mizbechois. El rak atzir shalem lehadodi magia le shiva mizbechois. Because each of the ovos connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu in their midah. Avram was chesed, Yitzchak was din, Yaakov was rachamim, he brings here, we know rachamim is emes, is Torah. He says here, Yaakov is rachamim. Lekach, this is in the footnote number 92 at the end of it. Lekach, lechol av efnei atzma ha'yisad dveikus misyemes ba'Hashem. Each of the ovos had a specific, unique dveikus in Hashem. V'rak b'yachad hayu dveikim ba'Hashem agamai. And only together will they dovek ba'Hashem totally. Back in top, he's saying, "Aval al yidei ha-Torah." But when a person is davak through Torah, "Aval al yidei ha-Torah davak bo yizbarach legamri bechol tzad." The Torah is so powerful; it connects 100% to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and every single angle, aspect, perspective. It's not just this chesed, not just this din, not just this rachamim. It encompasses, incorporates everything. Since the different directions you break them up are six, right, left, back and front, up and down, that's what we mentioned earlier, the Shisha Shemais of Torah Hashem, Idus Hashem, Pekudi Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Mishpatei Hashem. Shudavak bo yizbarach b'chol tzad. But a person is clinging to Hashem in all sides, in all directions. A person does not deviate from Hashem, not from the right, not to the right, not to the left, not in any direction. What's the Maral telling us? We're discussing once again how David HaMelech is coming to combat these two issues, that one should not be stumbling. Number one, not to get the wrong shot. And number two, that if the Talmud doesn't connect to him. So he's pointing out over here to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Limud HaTorah in all directions. What does it mean, all directions? When it comes to Talmud Torah, a person is focused, Iker focus is Talmud Torah. No matter what he does, his profession is, his focus is Talmud Torah. In Limra Torah, in Bimechazik Torah, his whole life, livelihood is Torah. It's not what his profession is his livelihood. That's something he does, that it helps him pay his bills, he enjoys it. But his ikir is Baba Kama. His ikir is what he's learning. Whatever the sugyas are. Because he knows that's how you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, you have to have midas tovus. You have to be a mensch. In all aspects of life. The hischel loymer, Torah Hashem timima mishivas nafesh, next piece in the Maral, kikasher ha-Torah timima. And then when the Torah is tamim, complete, by the person, al yidei zeha adam gamkein tamim. When a person is connecting to that which is complete, the Torah Hashem Temima, then the person becomes a complete mensch. Then the person is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. And we have to understand, it's not just levels that only Avraham Avinu can achieve, and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maral is not talking to them, right? My Savior has my name in it. Right? The Maral is talking to us. Maral is talking to us. Every single one of us, man and lady, on their madrigas. Sorry, Meinu was a greater Nevi'a than Avraham Avinu. I do want to point out that many Mefarshim, because we Baruch Hashem also have women listening to Shurim, and many Mefarshim, the Gra, before the Gra, after the Gra, but in the Gra he says it very clearly, in his Geras HaGra, a famous letter from the Gra, he says that what Torah is to man, is Tznius is to the lady. Meaning that the Vekus and the mitzvah that a man has in Torah, by Noshim, by women, that Iker focus is Tznius. It doesn't just mean by dress, but it means the whole mahus of the person. The attitude, the mindset, from A to Z. Okay, that's for another time to elaborate on. Continues and says, Apir Shuzal, Maseches Nedarim, Kol Hamatmim Atzmoi, Hu Im Hashem Yisbarach. A person who lives a life of Temimus, that is a person who is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzura, the image of the tom, is his face is chokuk, is engraved on the kisei kovet. What does that mean? The arba banim on Pesach, so they have the tom. So that now you want to know what it looks like. So you go look up there in the kisei kovet. That's not what it means. Yaakov Avinu, says the Maral, is nikra ish tom. Yaakov ish tom. The tzura of Yaakov Avinu is on the face of Yaakov Avinu is on the kisei hakovod. L'kach amar meshivas nefesh. It brings back the nefesh, rejuvenates the nefesh. Kaloimar, what does it mean meshivas nefesh? He's explaining the pasuk of Tehillim now. She meshivas nefesh la'achiyosoi, to give it chayim, to give it life. Ki hatomim hu im Hashem yizborach k'mo yishamarnu. When a person is dovak b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem is the source of life. When the person connects to the source of life, he has life. You're charging your phone. You're connecting to the source of energy for your phone. The more a person has the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has chayim, he has life. It rejuvenates the person. It gives him chayim, gives him life. What does it mean earlier we said, I just want to finish that piece, that's why I'm going to come back to it now. We said earlier in the Gemara, in the Dharm says, Kol hamatmin atzmai mashim isbarach, person who is living a life of tamimus. What does it mean, tamimus? Tamim tiyah mashim lekecha. Pasuk says, Tamim tiyah mashim lekecha. We have to be tamim mashim, we have to be pure with Hashem. Tamim tiyah mashim lekecha means that we're not Derish Asidus trying to figure out what's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. We do what we have to do every single day. Wake up, you say Mayda Ani. We know Hashem's in charge. We all go on planes, trains, whatever it is, whatever the buses, right? You know, there's always the pilot. Did you ever go on a plane and say, I'd like to meet the pilot? And say, could you show me your credentials? You ever flew anywhere? You flew somewhere. You flew. I never done. You've done that? I never done that. You've done that? No. What are we saying? We're saying we trust the pilot. I think we're all agreeing we trust the pilot. If you did not trust the pilot, you would not get on a plane. Imagine you were going, you're waiting in the airport, and you see this guy wobbling, and he's like holding this, and he's like, and he says, you know, like the pilot. And he sees going into the plane that, and you ask, who is that man that just got up there? Oh, and the story says, that's a pilot. He's going to be flying your plane. And then all of a sudden, you're having that conversation, you hear a bang, and you see he falls down. It looks like he had one too many, or two too many, or many too many. And you think, like, he's going to fly the plane. I'm not going on that plane. We have trust in the pilot. Tomim tiyem Hashem lekecha. We have to put 100% trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of this world. He's flying the world. And we have no questions. Why does that happen? Why does this happen? It doesn't make sense to us. You ever see the pictures of the cockpit of the pilot? The buttons here, buttons. Like, could you imagine if you go in there? Oh, can I just see what this one does? No, don't touch that. We don't understand how Hashem runs the world. That's Tam Tim Hashem Lekecha. Tam Tim Hashem Lekecha. It's good to say over the famous Chavetz Chaim. The Marshal Chavetz Chaim uses is when there's a guest that comes to shul, and he's sitting down, and he sees the gabbai during davening going around giving aliyah to the person in the front of the shul. He gets koyein in the front right. Then he's going to the back left, a big shul. Hundreds of people in the shul. And he sees the gabbai running around all over. He's doing a great job. After davening, the guest comes to the gabbai and he says to him, Mishkoich, did a great job. I don't understand something. You know, I know I'm only a guest here, but and I met such nice people. The person in my right was a kohen. The person in my left is a Levi. I'm Yisrael, he gave me an aliyah. Why don't you just go straight down the row? Why do you have to run around the whole entire shul? Says the gabbai, I know, I want to tell you, we're so happy we have such nice guests like you to come to shul. And now let me explain to you. The person occurring on your right, he got aliyah a week ago. The person in the front right of the corner, we have a lot of kohanim here. He hasn't gotten aliyah, I don't know, in a month maybe? 2 months? It was his turn to get an aliyah. The lady in the back of the shul, he also didn't get aliyah in a while. The lady that you're talking about, he got aliyah 3 weeks ago. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is, we're all guests in this world. When she lived for 120 years, barichas yamim shanim, with good health. What's that? 120? We weren't here before. We're not going to be here afterwards. We don't understand the big picture. So that's why it doesn't make sense to us. That's the nimshal the Chavetz Chaim tells us. We don't understand. Le'aleinu, when things don't make sense to us because of the big picture, we don't understand how Hashem runs the world. That's what the Maral is telling us. Whoever is matmin, who lives a life of tamimus, who im Hashem Yisbarach, this person will be with Hashem Yisbarach. Who is this person that lived a life of tamimus? This is Yaakov Avinu. Where is Yaakov Avinu's tzura? It's chokuk bekisei hakavod. The image of Yaakov Avinu, says the Gemara in Chum Daf Tzadi Aleph and Beis, is engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. And we learn the parshias now. Well, his father won yet, right? It's amazing. It's amazing. The tsaras he went through. And the psukim, it's interesting how the psukim make Yaakov, make Lavan look like his mom. He's tzaddik. He's hugging and he's kissing. Anything you need. But we all know, Chazal tell us, what was he doing? He was frisking him. He was frisking him. Does he have any gold and jewels and wealth like Eliezer, his grandfather's servant, had when he came? He's checking his mouth. What a low life. And what's Yaakov Avinu's response? Tomim tia im Hashem lekecha. V'Yaakov ish tarma. Hashem, you're flying the plane. You know what you're doing. That's the next paragraph. V'achar kach omar, after toitz Hashem temimo mishivas nafesh. So what does the pasuk continue and say? It says, "Eidus Hashem ne'emon machkim es pesi." By the way, if you look at the psukim, and this is also connected to the Tilm Shir, but I'm sure this with you now, and for those who listen to the Tilm Shir, you'll get a little bit of foreshadowing maybe. How many words in the first part, the first stanza of the pasuk? Tayrus Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nafesh. How many words are those? Next, Eidus Hashem Ne'eman Machimis Pesi.
Five
in each stanza, right? Chamisha Chumshei Toir. Pasuk Ches, Tes is one. Yud is two, and right, and three. Yud Aleph is four. Five and six. So you have the Pasuk Yilurotzayin is not referring to Torah. Then you have from Ches, one, two, three, four, five, six. Six psukim corresponding to Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So you have Torah Shabbat 7, Torah Shabbat Alpeh right here in these six psukim. And in the six psukim you have five and five. So we have Eidus Hashem Ne'emon Machkim Es Pesi. That's the second part of the first Pasuk Ches. The Torah of Hashem is emes, and it's machkim es pesi. Pesi is a simple person. It makes wise that person that's lacking. It's machkimas, chacham. Look at the word machkimas from the Shoresh Chacham. It makes the person who's basic, who's a pesi, if you want to say a fool, depends on how the different explanations. He's simple, makes him wise. Pirush, ki man nechshav ha'odom she'en bo yirak seichel anushi. As Yonah said earlier, what is man if he only has seichel anushi? Seichel anushi means it's his own human intellect. Aval eidus Hashem, aval eidus Hashem, ne'emono is emes. It's machkimas pesi shal yidei ha-toyra nase chocham. That through limar ha-toyra, through schwitzing for you, egizu v'yoyim v'laylo, shal yidei ha-toyra nase chocham. Person becomes a chocham. Ki ha-toyra me'ido, ki ha-toyra me'ido al ha-nimtsoyim levarer kol dovar. The Torah Kadosh purifies the person. It elevates the person. To the point where that basic person, we look at people, look at these great Gedolim. Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Yeshiva Zatzal, Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael. Many years ago, he saw somebody wearing a Bugs Bunny t-shirt on the Ner Yisrael campus. So he said to him, I also had one of those years ago. He was also a kid. And he needed to, he wore a Bugs Bunny t-shirt when he was a little kid. But he connected to the Torah. And he became the great Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, the Shiva Ner Yisrael. Machimas Pesi. Not that he was ever Pesi, but elevated the person.
So
we're going to stop here. The next piece David HaMelech is going to be focusing on is how the Torah itself brings a person to this level of Simcha. That's going to be the next discussion. And once again, we're focusing on the explanation of Perek Yutes, because David HaMelech saw this as the antidote to the two problems that we started with tonight, which are the two problems that the Maharal spoke about earlier, where a person is Shayyare, back in page Tezvav, Hayyare Peni Koshal B'Divrei Torah, he might stumble B'Divrei Torah. And the second mistake is concern, Shalayu Dvarev L'Rotzen was lost. Maybe the words that the person, the Rebbe, the teacher is saying, is not going to be accepted by the learner. I misspell that everything that we're saying here tonight should be L'Rotzen and be accepted by everyone learning and listening. Thank you for joining.